Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Dennis Hoff, who's running for State Assembly 36 in Nye County, plus Fred Locken. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the first time to the program Dennis Hoff. A lot of you may know him as the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch and many other brothels across the state of Nevada, also the star of HBO's Cat House, that's been a big hit now for a lot of years. And now you've decided to jump into politics. Well, you've been in politics for a while, but you're actually running for an office, which is State Assembly 36 in Nye County, running against James Oscarson. And you have quite the team put together. Tell us about Chuck Muth and others that are working with you.
Well, the best part of it is the gentleman, Ed Goodhart, who was in the Assembly three times, that really shoehorned Oscarson in, is on my team now. The Nye County Republicans have given up on Oscarson. Tina Trenner, who ran against Oscarson in the primary, is on my team. And Chuck Muth. And I'm real excited about our opportunities.
What made you decide that you wanted to actually serve in the legislature?
Sam, I'm a 40-year businessman, and small businessman in Nevada. And I just got to tell you, I don't like the direction things are going. I don't like the commerce tax that hurts business and hurts bringing business people into Nevada. And I'm sick of it. You know, I'm a guy that can't be bought or intimidated. And I'm tired of people that make decisions based on whether they're going to get more PAC money or not and have a job the next legislature.
Has the Donald Trump effect helped you?
Absolutely. It absolutely has helped me. Donald Trump is huge in my district. And I, you know, I'm the Donald Trump of Nevada, except I'm a smoother talker than he is, and I think a nicer guy. But some of the things he says resonates.
For example?
Well, he's a common sense guy about business. I've been running business. I'm known for the brothels, of course, because of my TV show. But I'm also gas stations, truck stops, restaurants, bars, apartment complexes. I'm a businessman. And so I know what it takes to run a business. And the state of Nevada is a business. It's just got a lot more zeros on the end of the budget than mine does. You still got to buy paper clips. You got to gas cars. You got to buy things. And I think I can run a business better than most of these career politicians that are in Carson City.
Dennis, you're no stranger to the Nevada legislature, of course. I've seen you there. You've testified before committees about a tax on brothels. You were there the day that Harry Reid gave his speech proposing to outlaw legal brothels. But one thing I've noticed about when you come to the legislature, there are some lawmakers, and in particular female lawmakers, that don't want you there, that they see your business as a brothel and they're disgusted by it. How do you, if you're elected, how do you bridge that gap with all the female lawmakers, or the ones that are don't like the brothel business in particular, to work together to get things done for your constituency?
Well, I think in my TV show, it's 65% is the demographic of women. In Nevada, our robocalls, which were very effective, came back to 72% of the voters said they wouldn't have a problem with a guy that owns a brothel be in the legislature. And they also said 83% of them said they wouldn't vote for somebody that voted for the commerce tax. And we laid it right out there. I didn't say he's a businessman and with other businesses. Oh, and he owns brothels too. No, he's a brothel owner. So over 70% of the people said yes. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. Women are smart. They understand that if you don't have it the way Nevada has it, it's going to be sex trafficking everywhere. You don't see any sex trafficking in Lyon County or Nye County. You see it in Clark County, where all the pimps and the working girls are, which is, by the way, supported by the casinos.
Well, let me ask you about
sex. Hang on a second. What do you mean?
Oh, the casinos don't run that business off at all. They don't want the clients leaving the casinos to go to my places. They want it done right in-house. And they look the other way. They look the other way. Go into any casino after midnight, and there's more working girls. They're everywhere. And it's disgusting that Clark County doesn't do something about it. And if I get in the assembly, I'm going to push that issue, no different than Catherine Cortez Masto is pushing the sex trafficking. It's out of hand in Nevada.
Well, and it's interesting because Oscar Goodman and Dick Gamak both said that if you legalize prostitution in the right way, that they would be in favor of doing that in Clark and Washoe counties, which are the only counties where it's not legal.
Oscar Goodman, before he retired, says there's 3,000 active pimps working in Las Vegas. The sheriff said there's 32,000 girls a year apply their trade. We get no tax revenue, lots of criminal activity, lots of sex trafficking, lots of drugs. It's a dirty, disgusting business in Las Vegas until you legalize it.
Dennis, speaking of drugs and brothels, former NBA player Lamar Odom was found unresponsive at one of your brothels. It was a big news story. And employees of the brothel said that he had ingested cocaine. So how do you have a no tolerance for drug policy at your brothels, correct?
Right.
How did he get the cocaine in?
Well, the connection is the owner of the Lakers and I have been having joint birthday parties for 18 years. We're close friends, so I know the Lakers. We told Lamar, my staff did, don't bring any drugs. He promised. I've been partying for a week. I want to dry out. All I want to do is sleep and relax and party with the girls. So we don't know. And he was there the first day. I'm watching every 12 hours. Is he sleeping? Is he eating? Is he okay? Is he having fun? And getting plenty of sleep, getting eating everything, and we just don't know. I mean, he obviously had it with him. What set him off was a call he got about the Kardashians re-airing a show that he didn't like. So, but my staff that I know of have never said anything about knowing that he had that at all, because we would have thrown him out of there in a minute. We were watching real close.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dennis Hoff when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I know more about ISIS than the generals do.
John McCain, a war hero. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero
because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
Donald Trump compared his sacrifices to the sacrifices of two parents who lost their son in war.
How would you answer that, Father? What sacrifice have you made for your country?
I think I've made a lot of sacrifices, built great structures. I've had tremendous success. I think
those are sacrifices.
I'm Joe Heck, and I have approve this message.
460 days. Joe Heck spent 460 days on duty protecting us, including a tour of duty in Iraq, saving the lives of American heroes.
At the same time, despite taking an oath to serve Nevadans, Cortez Masto spent 174 days on special interest and taxpayer-funded trips, Switzerland, Argentina, Hawaii, all with lobbyists and corporate donors. Some people give, others take.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs. Cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest is Dennis Hoff, a candidate for Assembly District 36 and owner of seven brothels in the state of Nevada, legal brothels.
Truck stops, restaurants, gas stations. I own a lot of stuff. Nevada's been very good to me, and that's why I want to do something good for Nevada.
Okay, Dennis, I've seen you testify at the legislature when they were considering a tax on brothels under the entertainment tax. Lawmakers have always declined to tax brothels because they don't want the brothel industry under the umbrella of Nevada businesses. They said would legitimize the brothel industry in Nevada if it was taxed. What do you think about taxing brothels under the entertainment tax? Would you be for that or against it?
It's interesting that they want to legitimize a business, that they're afraid of legitimizing a business that has been here since the 1850s and legal since 1972. I think that the counties should give up some of their money. I pay $500,000 a year. If I had four McDonald's in Lyon County, Nevada, I'd pay $1,200 a year in business license taxes. I pay $500,000. Give a little bit of that to the state. Tighten your budget in Lyon County and Nye County. Give a little bit of that to the state. And I think that's what should happen.
Okay. You know, a few years ago, you were at a Los Angeles fundraiser with two of your girls, and they got up to the front and got their photo taken with Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton. It became like it went viral. I mean, it was everywhere.
Worldwide.
Yes, on the cover of the National Enquirer, Clinton with the two hookers from the Bunny Ranch. How far did that go? I mean, that, you know.
Well, we were invited to a fund, an A-list event, and we were guests. We didn't pay to go in, and Bill Clinton, He took his picture with the girls. One of the girls says, Mr. President, I'm Barbie Girl from the HBO Cat House show, The Bunny Ranch. And he turned around, said, come here, give your camera to the Secret Service guy. Secret Service guy took the picture. And he's a nice guy. You know, I got to tell you, I'm a conservatarian. You know, I'm a conservative guy that doesn't want to hear about the social issues that the far right has. But I like Bill Clinton. I think he did a good job, and I paid more taxes when Bill Clinton was in office than I ever did in my life, and I'm proud to do it.
What about Hillary Clinton? You say you're a Trump supporter. What are your thoughts on her?
Well, I happen to like Hillary, and I go Trump, Hillary, depending on. I go back and forth. I'm perplexed. I just don't know what to do. The girls, of course, I asked them to get involved in the political cycle, and they decided on Hillary, so it's their Hookers for Hillary campaign. Some of them are now switching over to Trump, but at least my girls are involved in it, and they vote. That's what I want.
Okay, so from a political standpoint, how involved are you on an ongoing basis? I mean, do you go to libertarian group meetings? What are you doing in terms of, you know, funding other candidates? Do you like Gary Johnson?
I like Gary Johnson. I like Gary Johnson. I do like Gary. I think he's a nice guy. I think he's good. I tend to go to more Republican events because they have more of them in my district. The Republicans aren't. I go to everything they do or they invite me to. I spoke at their meeting and I just said, "Here we are. You know, I'm the only choice unless you want to vote for Oscarson, who voted for the largest tax increase in Nevada history." He's the big sellout ski, and that's the problem with the legislature. These guys all sold out over this tax. When you have a margins tax that we all voted for, 81% of Nevada said no, no, no. Spin it around, paint it another color, add some benefits, and then you sell it. You need to be fired. Everybody that voted for that commerce tax needs to be fired, and that's my goal. And I support anybody that didn't support the commerce tax. Jim Wheeler. He's a friend. I support all these guys. If you voted for the commerce tax, I want to give money to your opponent.
Let me ask you this, Dennis. What impact on sex trafficking? Will there be an impact on sex trafficking if the Los Angeles or the Oakland Raiders move to Las Vegas and bring in 50,000 for a game each Sunday?
It's out of hand. Las Vegas is the sexual cesspool of America. And I'm telling you, they don't care. You know, Aaron Ford asked me to speak at a European-American conference, and the DA said, I only prosecute if it's underage or pimps are hurting girls. So you're not enforcing our laws. You're allowing prostitution to exist, and it's for the benefit of the casinos. That's what it's for, just like the commerce tax. The commerce tax benefits the casinos and mining. It takes the emphasis off going back to them to get more money.
But it seems almost self-serving that you're against prostitution in Las Vegas because you own the legal brothels.
Okay, you got about 5 seconds.
Ray, I spoke at Oxford University. I'm against sex trafficking worldwide.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. You want to come on and debate with James Oscarson?
Of course.
Okay, we'll see if we can arrange it. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada. To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our healthcare spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I know more about ISIS than the generals do.
John McCain, a war hero.
He's not a war hero. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
Donald Trump compared his sacrifices to the sacrifices of two parents who lost their son in war.
How would you answer that, Father? What sacrifice have you made for your country?
I think I've made a lot of sacrifices. Built great structures. I've had tremendous success. I think
those are sacrifices?
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome Fred Locken back to the program. He's a political science at Truckee Meadows Community College.
Fred, I wanted to start with a subject that has to deal with politics and sports. As you know, former University of Nevada quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who is now with the San Francisco 49ers, has created quite a buzz across the nation for refusing to stand for the national anthem before it's played at NFL games. Other NFL players have joined suit. There's been a lot of discussion on this. What I feel is that it seems like in black and white, our nation is seen with two different sets of eyes. And I was just wondering what you thought of the Kaepernick phenomenon.
Well, and perhaps that's the exact message he's trying to send. We certainly have had a series of events over the last several years that have reopened that very, very sensitive issue of race in America. We wanted to whitewash that. We wanted to put lipstick on a pig. But the honesty is that we have not made as much progress in race relations as we want to believe that we have. At first, of course, he was being admonished for this. I think it has turned out to be a remarkable leadership that is now being emulated in soccer and of course, across other professional athletics in the United States. If it contributes to the dialogue that allows this country, regardless of which president we have in the White House in January, to recognize that we have much more ground to cover, that we do have true issues of race relations breakdowns in this country, then it's been a very positive thing. If he did this to save his job at the 49ers, which some have been cynical in suggesting, how can they fire him now, then that would be sad. But I think he honestly believes this. I think he's committed to it, and I think that it's having an impact.
There's been a fair amount of anger at him, but in fact, this is the First Amendment. This is exactly what this country is all about.
Oh, and you know, there's the immediate notion of thinking of our troops, and I've got to tell you that through the ages, that's why people go to war. If they fight for the United States, they're fighting for the entire idea of the United States, which is our ability to disagree with each other and not always be sensitive about it. And so it's not disrespectful to the troops. You know, exercising your First Amendment free speech rights as they concern politics are sort of the literally core of being an American. And so all Americans should respect what he's doing. Don't have to agree with it, because that's what America is about. But I don't think it's worthy of condemning him for exercising his First Amendment. If it doesn't work out, that's the risk he knew he was taking. But as I say, I think he's having an impact.
You know, I want to stay with the football slash politics theme here and talk about the possible move of the Oakland Raiders to Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Raiders, of course, it all hinges on a stadium being built, and the big bugaboo about the stadium is $750 million of tax money that the proponents of this are proposing. Of course, it would come from the room tax, but other stadium deals in other communities have not gone well for the taxpayers. What do you think the final end game will be, Fred, on this proposed stadium for the Las Vegas Raiders?
My understanding is that they're doing the legwork. You know, obviously, they've been in Northern Nevada in recent weeks, and they seem to be getting bipartisan buy-in for the special session. There is a separate special session idea that would actually create additional funding to ensure that they remodel and expand the existing convention center, because that's what started this. But we are really seeing a moment for Las Vegas. First, NHL hockey, now the prospect of national football. These are very important, I think, to the city of Las Vegas as it continues to transcend away from its past into, you know, probably one of the great cities of the United States in the 21st century. The public financing scheme is the curse on anyone that wants any of these. I mean, the reality is that we've seen taxpayers either at the state level or local level everywhere being asked to do this, and they do. And when put on ballot, they often vote for it. And so I think there is support in Nevada for this. I think this would be the tipping point that would, in fact, have Davis commit to coming to Las Vegas. And the attention that this would bring to the state, the benefits that this would give to Las Vegas are kind of like Tesla for Southern Nevada. I think it's a very big thing for them.
Yes, respectability would be huge.
Yes. And they've been, you know, it started with Howard Hughes, but we still have not quite gotten there. There's always been that rough and tumble where we're a second tier. A few years ago, you remember, under the Obama administration, federal government not wanting to fund travel to Sin City. So this just brings that layer of respectability. It says that we're more mainstream than we used to be, and I think it would be a big thing.
Well, you know where I think it might help the state's tax base is that Las Vegas is pretty booked January through the summer, and then bookings go down when you get to the fall. And this thing, 8 home games, at least 50 or 60,000 people, I think that would really be a boost not only for Las Vegas but the entire state's economy, because so much of the state's economy is based on taxes we get from Clark County.
Precisely, some 90%. It's still the economic engine for the state. And you also have the benefit to UNLV for a stadium that's much closer to its campus as it continues to mature. I mean, UNLV is certainly not the campus it was 20 or 30 years
ago. Well, Fred, I want to ask you about that, because if UNLV gets a new stadium, what does that mean for the University of Nevada? Because lawmakers have always tried to treat each school somewhat equally but separately. So would Mackey Stadium get replenished, or what would happen there to appease the North? Or does anything have to happen?
Well, I think something could and would happen. I mean, there has been this mutuality. But the reality is that both teams do struggle right now. They would have to be filling their stadiums. I think for UNLV, it's kind of a windfall. For UNR, probably has to have a more successful program that would demonstrate the need for a larger stadium.
But it's also, certainly, let us mention, the power has moved to the South.
Yes, it has.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you, Fred Locken, as always. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Rape victims deserve justice.
And yet, many cities still aren't testing their old rape kits.
Well, that's unbelievable to me. It's negligence.
While Catherine Cortez Masto was attorney general, just 18% of rape kits were tested. In Las Vegas alone, nearly 3,000 kits never examined. Her successor quickly found money to solve the problem that Cortez Masto had neglected for 8 years. Catherine Cortez Masto. Incompetence. Injustice. Unacceptable. Senate Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You wouldn't go to the House of Bread in Reno for a loan.
I am broke and I need some dough.
What?
So why on earth would you take gold, silver, or rare coins to anyone other than the professionals at Northern Nevada Coin? With stores in Reno, Carson City, and Minden, they pay the most for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold or silver bullion, or collection of rare coins. For great pastries, breads, and doughs, go to the House of Bread. And for all your rare coin or gold needs, go to Northern Nevada Coin.
I'm still broke, but that's a lot of dough.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Hi, my name is Alan Rock from Consigned Furniture, and this is my dog, Reagan. When Reagan was a puppy, she wanted to be a police dog. But as you can see, she's a little bit of an underachiever. So she'd like to help all the canine officers in Reno, Sparks, and Washoe County to get the equipment they need.
Register now for the 9K, 5K, and Kids Run on Saturday, October 1st at the Summit Mall in South Reno by visiting www.k-9partners.org. Purchase a t-shirt at the Consigned Furniture booth. 100% of the proceeds help support the canine program.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. And you can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.